Blog Talk Radio.
To another episode of the Matacost. I'm Sound Heart. The preview of the show was Matacost. This morning, our topic is rapture and what the rapture will mean in history. It is very interesting that the rapture in scripture will be very powerful. supernatural, eschatological, in which the Lord, so this will not be hidden, a hidden event. And let me say that it is imperative that believers use this event according to scriptures as a hope. It is our out of cosmos. Scripture does call the Satan God of faith. He is called the Satan that is wonderful. He's also called devil. In Revelation chapter 12, he's called Paul, and his history of the first there in Hebrew of Ash, shining one, and he is called by Paul. God of Ion, God of Church, and he is mighty, our God, all by Jarwin of Medic, as to believe in. Let me recommend another book called Jesus, and both books Mark faith that was all, and one of them will also read The Pilgrim's Progress. If you would read that book, Paul tells us that our citizenship, we are waiting. Romans 8, Paul talks about how creation itself is thrown under the burden of waiting for the of God. Every creation to in God's redemptive plan, and of course, all the creation from the church, we know the dynamic that has destroyed the cause of life, or this matter is not of being created nor destroyed, but the a bond for that we know, according to God, that the world is on God, and we strong that the world has right. However, in the Greek world, world on world by the power of God. By the power of God. You see the violence. You see so much of all that are almost reality. It's under as if reason, rationality, and or rationality. Pick up so can no longer naive about. And understand that the issue and tell of purpose of so that well, Peter tells us that judgment begins at the house of God. Judgment begins at the house of God. And it is all about the falling away first, and with now in this falling away, with the reality of the denial of the resurrection, where those in the church died, and hence they have brought it. Or deviations from the truth. There is one truth. One, two, three. A lot of obscurity has sought strong truth. And so, in order to raise the speed up or the lie, there is a book. But, beloved, let me say this morning. That resurrection is a living reality. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 45, and so it is written, first a man, Adam, was soul, at the last, Adam was soul. And so he goes on in verse 50 to say, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, not in inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery, a mysterion, sacred secret. We shall not all sleep, that is, die in Jesus, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, listening with an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound at the edge in it is not such, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then only then shall the problem have the thing that is death followed up. Oh, death. And so, verse 58, Paul says that the anticipation of that courage for our hearts. 58, Paul writes, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, be you settled, unmovable, always abound, superabounding, as much as you know that your labor, your trouble, your travail, your uneasiness, weariness from it,